You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Man! Oh my goodness. I have had a really blessed, week or so. It's been different. And by different, I've got a story to tell. But before we get to this story, because we're going to have to save that for last, I really got to kind of explain something that I just came to understand thanks to A Call for an Uprising. He just released a video about Colin Kaepernick, and it's about how it's more than just Colin Kaepernick. It's about how Freemason societies actually work right now, like what they do and why you're seeing what you're seeing in the media. And this is going to wake you up whenever you understand this. What's going on right now is basically they push an artist or somebody famous, right? They push this person of importance, so to speak, into the media, right? And it's negative, it's controversy, and they want you to focus all your negative energy on this person like that. Then they now have this negative persona about them, you know, that's implicated by the people that know of the wrong things that they did, right? But they don't care because that's what they want to have happen, because once that happens, it's called a sacrifice, right? A proverbial sacrifice, okay? So they say, you've got to sacrifice this to have whatever it is and move on to have whatever it is in the next level of the Freemason society bullcrap, blah, 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 right? All that garbage, right? So once you understand this concept, you can see that they're pushing Hunter Biden to be bashed in the media so he can get his next little level of whatever it is in the Freemason Illuminati butt-humping society. Like, come on, get out of here with this crap. And whenever I say butt-humping, I definitely mean butt-humping. There are some nasty little turds. Let's put it that way. You wouldn't want to put your hand in their tunch. Oh, my God! You wouldn't want to put your hand in their punch bowl, because it's full of turds. It's like bobbing for turtles. Oh my goodness. Oh my God, it's so awful. Freemason societies are so stupid. And a lot of people don't understand them. And they give in. And now I say a lot of people because I also was once one of these people. But now that I understand the concept that I just told you, I will never be one of those people again. Instead, I will call them out for what they are. But once you understand this concept, it's a full-blown scale. You start to really see what all is going on in the media and why they won't talk about the rape that those people are doing. It's to the point where, like me, I was accused of rape, right? And I didn't really do it, okay? Now, these people are rapists. They're being accused of rape, but their charges are getting magically dropped. There's talk about devil worshiping going on, and whenever you sit there and you talk about it and you tell the courts and all that, the charges, they magically disappear. How do I know? Because it happened in Juneau. I didn't say that there's, you know, all that going on, right? But that's what they were doing. That's what they're doing. Human sacrifice, child trafficking, stalking, harassing, humiliating, making sure that you get fired and don't have a job, so you have no chance at prosperity. They take "you're never gonna work in this town" to a whole nother level. It's beyond stupid. It's beyond dumb. And you ever like, remember, they took our germs, like how they act in South Park? Yeah, that's how it is out there. But we're not here to talk about Juneau and their stupid harassment and their asinine behavior, because it is childish. Believe you me, they are adult children. But again, it's not about that. It's about the larger scale here. the larger scale of what's really going on in the world. A whole rape culture. I've heard that word thrown around a couple times, that term, rape culture. It really is. It's a rape culture out there. And you guys are just kept in the dark about it. And then once you try to bring it to light and you try to show people, hello, this is going on, people are like, no, it's not. And they'll do anything to cover up their satanic worship. You ever seen the movie The Babysitter? Where that kid's older than needing a babysitter, but he gets a babysitter, and the babysitter takes his blood and all this crap. Yeah, I'm gonna spoil it for you because it's a crap movie. But what it does is it shows you basically what they're doing. It's all fraternity, and they do it because they think that it's going to advance themselves. But it's all self-serving. Now, don't get me wrong, like, you need to take care of yourself, right? You need to put yourself before other people in a lot of certain situations so that way you can take care of yourself and you don't end up out on the streets or something. Okay, that I can understand. But whenever you try to propel yourself so much and get so far ahead that you are completely disregarding human life and acting like a little George Soros, that's garbage. That is garbage. And it's plain to see that whenever a call for an uprising, when he said they don't care. They don't care if you call them whatever, this, that, and the other. But I'll tell you what they do care about. They do care about you calling them a rapist. They do care about that. Because they don't want to be known for that. But hey, licking donuts like Ariana Grande and, you know, being called racist or taking a knee and disrespecting veterans, they don't care about that. They don't care about you. It's sad. They don't care about the VA. Like, how does that make you feel? They don't care about the crap you go through at the VA. They do not care. They don't care about you. They don't. I do. I care about you a whole heck of a lot. But they don't. And it's sad and it's sick. It's self-serving. It's nasty behavior. It's rape culture, rapist behavior. It's grab them by the P-U-S-S-Y behavior. It's nasty. I hate it. And you know, you can sit there and say, oh, he hates something. He's not Christian or blah, 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 whatever. I don't care, dude. To this point, I don't care what you think about this because you can sit there and you can run a smear campaign all you want. But it's not gonna matter. In the end, it's not gonna matter. Because as you don't care, I don't care. You can say whatever you want because what I'm saying about you is true. You're a rapist. You're a nasty, nasty individual. You know, you deserve the worst of the worst. It's gross. But besides that, it's story time. What else is gross? They've got these video games where it's basically like a free world, right? There's no purpose of the video game. You don't have to do anything in the video game. You can just hang out and chill with other people, right? Yes, this actually exists. An alternate universe, an alternate reality, virtual reality. Remember whenever, what is the movie? Demolition Man, whenever he has the virtual sex with, whenever Sylvester Stallone has a virtual sex with, what's her name? Sandra Bullock, right? And then he's like, what is this? This is crap. This is stupid. I'm not doing this. This is dumb. And he throws the virtual reality set off of his head. You remember that? And that's supposed to be like safe sex. And he's like, no, this is sex. And then he has real sex. Yeah, okay. Well, that virtual reality stuff, that actually exists now. Free world. You can just hang out in the club. Right? Well, because you can't see who the other person is, you can put yourself as a female and be a male. So you can be a transvestite on the game and for the most part, get away with it until you get called out. Hey, this person won't mic up. You can't hear their voice on a microphone. This person, or like for me, for example, I went out of my way to try and prove that this person was catfishing, right? I had no relation with them. I didn't care, right? I just wanted to prove to everybody that this is going on in the video game. Like hello, You're talking to a dude that thinks he's a chick. Has a wang. Wangus. Right? It's gross, dude. It's sick. It's nasty. It's gross. You are not a female trapped in a male's body. That's stupid. That is so stupid. You were born as a male. Work with what you were given. Don't hack your body. That's stupid. That is so dumb. I think that is my official opinion. I believe that you are stupid if you think that you are a female trapped in a male's body. Man up. Man up, sissy. Man up. You want to go hump other men? Cool. Good for you. But that ain't my bag, baby. That is not my bag, baby. You're weird. That's my official opinion. You're weird if you do that. You can do whatever you want. This is a free country. You are free to do whatever you want, but that is not my bag, baby. Story time. This person is such a perv, right? Like, you can tell it's a dude. All they would talk about is blowjobs, right? Gross, right? Gross. Gross. So gross. So I went through all this stuff, and then I was like, okay, this person is sexually, like, preoccupied, right? Did you get what you wanted? You got what you wanted? Guess what? Pop quiz, asshole! Pop quiz! They couldn't answer the questions of the person they were pretending to be. They had no idea. All I did was pull up one result from the search about this one person, and I asked questions. Pop quiz! Pop quiz time, you ready? I hope you're ready! Now that you got what you wanted, nasty little perv boy. They asked me, did you come? I'm thinking, nah. But I said, no, it's all about you right now. What do you want? Let's do what you want. It's you time. Let's go. It's you time. All right. Pop quiz, asshole. Pop quiz time. Yep, they failed miserably. Then I waited a while, I got some sleep, I slept on it, right? I let myself process what just happened, right? And then I went to where, like, all over, right? This person is a transvestite, not this person is this or that and the other, no. This person is a catfish. They hated that. You know, I didn't go in hating on the person, you know, oh, this is a guy. You know, I knew it, right? Everybody knew it. The person was being called out right in front of me. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go sit in this crowd. Let's go see what's happening over here. Let's go get a part of this. Let's be a part of this. This is where the fun on the video game is at. All right. Right? Okay. So I'm there, right? And I'm like, this person is a catfish. Guess what? Trannies came out and defended it. I'm like, you're gonna defend this liar? All right. Cool.